This is KUT. Today, former Texas Governor Rick Perry heads to the U.S. Senate for his confirmation hearing to the post of Energy Secretary in the Trump administration. So we thought it would be a good time for KUT's Moes Bouchel to take a look at what the Department of Energy actually does and what kind of leader Perry might actually be.
And any story about Rick Perry and the Department of Energy should probably start here.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
The 2011 GOP presidential primary debate, where he tried to call for abolishing the department.
Commerce, and let's see. I can't.
But couldn't remember its name.
Oops.
That moment's haunted Perry for years and made people question his ability to lead the DOE. But before we get to that, we should look at what the department actually does. David Hart researches energy innovation at George Mason University. He says there are a lot of misconceptions.
Yeah, the biggest one is that most people think that the Department of Energy mostly works on energy.
He says it's a little more complicated.
Watch an atomic test. Watch.
This is a documentary from the 1950s by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. That commission was the precursor to the DOE and was responsible for nuclear weapons, just like the DOE is today.
In particular, making sure that the stockpile of nuclear weapons will function if ever called upon.
And dealing with the messy legacy of those early nuclear tests.
The country's been dealing with cleaning up that mess for a long time.
Bill Hederman just wrapped up 3 years at the DOE as a senior advisor. He now teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the department also funds billions of dollars worth of research and development, sets some energy efficiency standards, and updates the U.S. power grid. Also,
the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is one major responsibility of DOE.
So, now back to Rick Perry.
Oops.
As Texas governor, he ran a state with its own deregulated energy grid, oversaw a boom in oil and gas drilling and wind power, and fought for creating a high-level nuclear waste dump. All things, Hederman says, that track with the DOE portfolio. The Texas Tribune's Jay Root covered Perry for years and wrote a book about his presidential bid called, you guessed it, Oops.
If you go back to his time as governor, there were a lot of people who disagreed with what he did. No question about it.
But he says it's hard to argue that he wasn't an effective leader.
He certainly had a fairly ambitious agenda the entire time he was governor, and he got a lot of it passed.
Which will comfort you or maybe make you more nervous, depending on what you think of the incoming administration. Moes Bouchel, KUT News.